So I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norel Toyota, for supporting us and sponsoring the show. We really do appreciate the ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So we have a repeat guest. I think he's been on the show the most, but I'll let him reintroduce himself. Sir, tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about.
Well, good morning, Elliot and Tanner, and to your listeners and to anybody in the region. It's a pleasure here to be on the home of the Treaty 8 lands and unceded Métis territory. I'm proud to be an employee of such. My name is Keith McGrath. I guess I'm just a blue-collar worker that made Fort McMurray home in the mid-80s and never looked back. No desire to leave. I think Fort McMurray is a nice place. Served my 10th year on City Council. And served probably the best seat that anybody could be chosen to serve, and that was the Catholic School Board Trustees for 18 years. And my three kids, they all went through the school system here. Mm-hmm. And not like their dad, they were able to go to university. My daughter was a president of the Red Deer College, and right now she's working with the Canadian Police Association. My daughter Carmen is over working, doing some social work, and my son Spencer is about to graduate, and I'm probably heading to the service. So then I have a son-in-law that any dad would probably never be so gifted to have. He serves in the Canadian Armed Forces. Then, of course, we got Bride. She's the helper and the glue to her whole team. And I guess when I left Newfoundland, I got a second family, if you will. So they used to call my dad Ridiculous Nicholas, and a farmer, and wouldn't you know it, I had two chairs in a school, and one was in the principal's office and one was in my home room. So I end up spending my life with a teacher, a mom, a partner that got the patience of Job. And Fort McMurray is we got our challenges, and I think in the next couple of years we got a good mayor, a good team around us. I think we've been shortchanged, and that's, I'm not coming full circle, but that's a bit of an introduction. And I guess at the end of the day, being grounded, I look at myself like a turtle. I want to live forever, but I never want to get off the ground, because if you forget where you came from, that's when you start. When you lose in public service, when you start losing while you're elected and make it about yourself, then it's time to take a second look. And Fort McMurray, I came to Fort McMurray from Edmonton at the YMCA in the Sutton Place. And a couple of days ago, I had the privilege to sit with Eddie King, Gerard Roach, Nimmer, Najma Dean, your sponsor.
Yep.
And in that room that evening, there's 140 years of friendship. And next to having a family, and you're lucky enough to have a wife like mine, if you don't have friends, you end up like guys like Robert Williams and stuff, and especially when you're public service, because you're living under a microscope. So if you have one beer, you're a beer truck. If you swear, that's all you do. But at the end of the day, I appreciate Fort McMurray, especially the seniors, the kids. I've been blessed. And now, like I say, my kids are all graduating on their own. And we got Rosie. And yeah. Rosie's probably the best kept dog in North America.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. So what's going on in council lately? Is there anything new and exciting?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm really excited because I want to give a shout out to Jim Carberry, Mr. Carberry, and Ron Morgan. I've, as you know, been on that old political front, I think, since I got shortchanged at Gonzaga when me and Conor Bryan got unelected from the president and vice president. So he went on to have the Irish descendants, and he's got a brother over here working for Marty, and a great guy too, Dan. Awful golfer. Right? But the city, I think that to come from where we were at, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a bit of transition.
Yeah.
I don't beat around the bush. I think that we have a region that's been railroaded by other levels of government and for obvious reasons, and now they're starting to filter back in. We see why.
Right.
But a person can make their life out of picking on stuff, but if you don't come to the table with an alternative, you just keep on learning. I've learned so much from Terry Langus and Jim Carberry about, I was a pretty, you know, pretty rough around the edges, and probably still, but then, you know, I had the privilege of working for Mr. Jack Klemke for a long time, and then a guy named Singleton for another while. Had a lot of constants in my life, you know, Chief Bougier, Cyprian. So I think when you ask me that question, what's happening at City Hall? I think we're getting back to maybe the Torchy Peden, the Chuck Knight days. When, mm-hmm. when the mayor was a mayor, he was the people's person. That office right. was always open. And let's face it, your mayor got to be a solid guy. Solid guy. And, you know, it's like Jesus sitting around the disciples, if you will. He was the leader and probably died for us all. And the guys at the right and left, the counselors, they're the ones that could probably take something off the mayor's plate. Mm-hmm. And administration's plate, because if your focus is on lifting up houses and building dikes and stuff that you don't need, then you have to take a few parcels back yourself. And am I excited? I'm excited about the Wood Buffalo Transportation Committee.
Yeah.
And the first transportation committee I sat on, I served with Mr. Carberry and Mr. Morgan. And that wasn't yesterday. That's when we tried the rubber road and stuff. They laughed at that, but you know what? Mr. Carberry is still around the community today, and I served with his wife, Mrs. Carberry, God bless her. We always never, you know, agreed on everything. But two community leaders and the transportation committee. It's not about who's going to run the bus down up and down Franklin Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's about mobilizing people, goods, and making the government come to a front.
Yeah.
Because we can't keep on, the residents slipping. Mm-hmm. We got to find some people. Make it easier for them to get back and forth to work so mom and dad can be together.
Right.
Because when they drift apart, the kids lose.
Yeah.
So the transportation committee, you know, it's got the support of council. And I think there has to be a paradigm shift. People elect us to do a good job, mm-hmm. not to be swayed. And there's some tough decisions in this community coming. But as long as you're making them for tomorrow, as long as you're making them not about yourself, mm-hmm. and as long as you're making them without haste, and you can learn a lot when you don't think you know it all. So how's City Council? Great bunch of people to serve with. There's going to be a few jabs every now and then. That's politics. But I've never wanted to be anything more than a trustee or city councilor. And maybe someday down the road, I'll be able to say it's time to move on. But I enjoy Fort McMurray. I got good health. You know, my health is back on track.
Right.
So I guess I'd say to all those that were worried about me, I'd appreciate it. To all those that gave me health, the last 18 or 19 months, whether it was in McMurray or Edmonton or Calgary mm-hmm. or Vancouver. Thank you. And old Nimmer here, the title sponsor, he's back in town here now for the summer. So you can imagine if Mr. and Mrs. Bougier was alive, they'd be able to hear him from heaven. You
know, yeah.
And I give him a shout out because here's a guy that we started up the hill.
Yeah.
selling cars, mm-hmm. me and him and Simpson. I go to work at Ford and Coal and come back, and that's where that car was gone.
Yeah.
And then, and if you roll ahead, not only is it was it never, but I have working for Chief Vern the last 4 years, and that's where it all started. So I've known him. I've known him since then. I've known him since then. So, you know, it's kind of funny that you end up your last part of your career, not just as an elected official, but help Chief Vern and the nation out and connect industry back to that nation. It's been great. And the last NABBY event, you know, there was a solid word. I was given a white feather from Chief Louis from Messiah's.
Yeah, I was there. That was a big deal.
Well, to me, it wasn't about, you know, when people ask me how come I never advertise it, because I believe my relationships with the indigenous people started many, many years ago, not on Orange Shirt Day, because they have a special place in my heart, and I'm sure I have a special place in their heart, because there's a lot of commonalities. And like I say, when myself and Chief Vern met, mm-hmm. it's a couple of blocks away from here. And it's all funny how it all ties together, because Peter and Verica Nelson took me in.
Right.
And I stayed at the All Sands Hotel and went to Cano College. And in fact, last night at our council meeting, we had some kids. And it took me down memory lane, and, you know, they're wondering how they're going to get around the community. Well, if we can spend $30 million on a piece of pipe you're not going to use,
mm-hmm.
I think we could be able to work with somebody, and maybe to down the road, not from the Purple Palace, but down the road, maybe we could help them out with a residence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you got to have a vision for tomorrow, and the vision for tomorrow to come all back full circle yeah. is the Transportation Committee.
Yeah.
There's some low-hanging fruit, whether it be a road to the east, and mm-hmm. there's going to be some awful, but you know what? We're going to staff that. We're going to go out to public request, but we'll staff it with good members of the community that we did when we rebuilt Fort McMurray.
Right.
That was a motion of mine supported by all the council. And, you know, the funny thing is my company, Akon, at that time, paid me full tilt to work on that behalf. And I remember coming back on Christmas Eve. I think it was in the gypsum tear-off. And somebody mentioned a raise, and I never knew nothing about it, but all my colleagues knew.
Mm-hmm.
I myself put my hand up and said, no, I didn't. For me, my company is going to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
For you try living with not one, but try living with 10 people, including your mayor at the time,
mm-hmm.
that never had the decency to say, hey, he told us he was doing this. So that's the stuff you got to forget about, because mm-hmm. you've had that anger inside. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened in the last term. Had a collection of anger.
Yeah.
And you know, kick the city back. So you know what? The last term can affect you, can affect your feelings and how you react to them. But the transition is great. So I'm really excited about the Transportation Committee, because it makes sense. We have access roads that we funded. We have $10 million in the can that we haven't used really to study a road. And the industries, I think the industry partners,
mm-hmm.
I think some of these new people get complacent.
Yeah.
And what's really important to the community, and maybe we'll investigate it. And you never find out where the pinch point until you tighten things up. Mr. Klemke used to tell us, and boy, Jack, Lord mercy on his soul, he fed and watered and paid us well for years. The Klemke family done this region well. And he used to tell us, he had this old saying, you know, to keep an engine running, you need a little tension on the pulley, but not too much tension, because it'll break and the engine stops running. And being a man of Jesus, he taught us well. And I don't forget where I come from. And perhaps that's why, you know, we get involved with these charitable events.
Mm-hmm.
So city council is a pleasure this time around. Actually, I'll say this again. Chuck Knight, and I never knew Mr. Peden, but I sure know his son Torchy. And from the Buffalo that we put down in St. Croix, there's all kinds of history here. And so I guess the mainstay is we got a good council, but we got a lot of headwork. And you know, maybe with a good standing committee, you won't have to look at the balloons anymore. You won't have to shut down a road for 4 months anymore. Common sense hasn't changed since Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
And we get complacent.
Yep.
We have about, 350,000 meters of snow and sand up the Tower Road that's probably going to melt by September.
Yeah.
But it's going to come down the road, a little filtered, and it's going to go down the side of Wood Buffalo. It's going to go in the marsh, then it's going to go down on the golf course where it always went. The only thing is, it's going to cost about 50, 60 million.
Yeah.
What is all, you know, the road maintenance to build. But you know what came out of that? A nice road behind Bear Creek and old Cartier parking lot. Now you don't have to breathe in the dust. And if it do get dusty, we got all kinds of snow we can spread on the road.
There you go. Right? Well, on that note, we got to hit you up with the Max City Minute. But before we get, that was hilarious, man. But before we get there, we're going to throw it to an ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What has been your favorite moment from your time on council?
Naming the Dr. Wong spray park and getting the money to build that spray park in his memory. He delivered all three of my kids and delivered so many more. And it's not only about Dr. Wong, it's about the Health Foundation, about our hospital. Every time a kid goes through that rinse of water, you get that physical feeling where it's almost like being baptized or you bring a new life. So for me, that would be my glory moment on council.
There I am.
Question number two. What is your favorite place in Fort McMurray when you want to relax?
Right on the side of me wife, in a chair, and the dog in the middle.
Great answer. Question number three, where do you think has the best burger in Fort McMurray?
My barbecue.
Boom.
Killing the answers. Question number four, what is one thing you learned about yourself from your many years of service to the school board?
There's two important points in life, the time you were born and the time you pass away. And I've used it. My own quote. But what really matters is what you do in between. And the most important thing that I've learned being a trustee, when you watch that kid, and I've had the grace, I've watched kids go from Father Turcotte, built a school ahead of him, you know, Sister Martha's. Mm-hmm. Watch him go there and get the other one done. Mm-hmm. And watch an administration guy like Francois Gagnon, unequivocally the best in the business. He never lost sight of the kids. That man works 7 days a week. So what's my biggest takeaway is, you look after the seniors and look after the kids, because they all don't come fully furnished. And fully furnished, I mean our parents that stick together, because today, it's easy to go the other way,
mm-hmm.
but the only one that stays is the kid. And I learned through my service at Gonzaga, they call it Men for Others, that if you gave a little back, if all the world had to take and look after one person, Ukraine wouldn't be doing what it's doing today. But they're showing everybody else that they're not so weak.
There you go.
And your final question, what was your favorite show to watch when you were a child?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Great answer.
There you go.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. Well, listen, your episodes always run a little bit long, so I know we've gone over already, but that's okay.
We're at 20.
Oh, at 20 on the nose. That's the first time. But we're going to go a little bit over because before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout out or plug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Your shout out.
I would give a shout out to anybody that looks after somebody each and every day that's not their own.
There we go. There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.